US President Donald Trump has imposed a steep 50% tariff on all imports from Lesotho, making it the second highest rate worldwide after China. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The move is part of a broader tariff policy that targets dozens of countries, including 20 in Africa. Lesotho, a small southern African nation, enjoys a trade surplus with the US, primarily from diamond and textile exports, including denim products for brands like Levi's and Wrangler. However, the new tariffs threaten its access to the lucrative American market, which accounted for 28% of its trade in 2022. Trump's sweeping tariff policy includes a minimum 10% tax on imports from all countries, with additional reciprocal tariffs for select nations. Among African countries hit hardest are Madagascar, 47%, Mauritius, 40%, Botswana, 37%, and South Africa, 30%. Nigeria faces a 14% tariff, while Kenya, Ghana, Ethiopia, and others will see the baseline 10% rate. During his White House announcement, Trump accused foreign nations of pillaging the U.S. economy and vowed to stop cheaters from exploiting American trade policies. Holding up a chart of countries he claims impose unfair tariffs on U.S. goods, he declared the new tariffs a declaration of economic independence. Lesotho's economy, heavily reliant on U.S. trade, is expected to feel the impact sharply. The White House cited America's trade deficit with Lesotho, $237 million in imports compared to just $2.8 million in exports, as a key reason for the 50% tariff. The new duties could undermine the African Growth and Opportunity Act, AGOA, a program that has allowed eligible African nations to export goods to the U.S. tariff-free since 2000. South Africa, which Trump labeled a worst offender alongside China and the EU, condemned the tariffs as punitive and a potential barrier to trade and shared prosperity. South Africa's platinum exports, its largest U.S.-bound commodity, may be exempt, but its automotive sector, heavily reliant on American buyers, will be hit hard by new levies, including a 25% tariff on foreign-made cars. Trump's latest move adds further strain to already deteriorating U.S.-Africa relations. The new tariffs coincide with cuts to U.S. foreign aid, which previously provided health and humanitarian support to African nations. South Africa, in particular, has drawn Trump's ire, with both the president and his ally, South African-born billionaire Elon Musk, criticizing the country's land reform policies. The U.S. will begin imposing the 10% baseline tariffs on April 5, with the higher duties for targeted nations kicking in on April 9. Analysts warn that the measures mark a sharp shift away from decades of U.S.-Africa trade cooperation, raising concerns over economic stability across the continent. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.